Elijah. Why? See, one response. One says, yes. Why do you want? That's Elijah, right? That's my Elijah, yes? Yes? Because all their attention units are captivated. So what happens with all of our attention units, and we don't have an unlimited amount of attention units. We have a certain specific number of attention units, right? So what happens with these attention units is that for some of us, when we were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe we grew up in a dysfunctional home. Maybe we saw alcoholism. Maybe we saw drug addiction. Maybe we saw a divorce. And what happened was it took some of our attention units, right? And it put it right over here. See? It put it right over here. Then when we were like in middle school, maybe we didn't make that basketball team. And then we took some more attention units, right? And we put it over here. And then when we were in high school, we asked that pretty girl to the dance and she said no. And then we took some more attention units, right? And we put it over here. And then when we went to college, we couldn't afford the college we wanted to, so we had to start working. And maybe some of us never went back to college, and that's still on your mind. That still distracts you, right? So we put some more attention units over here. And then you get married, and things aren't what you thought they were, and they're very, very hard, and you don't have enough money, and there's not enough time. So now you have all these attention units that are gone, right? So here's life right here. And then you show up to longevity, and we explain to you how you can become successful in 36 months, how you can change your life, how you can manifest whatever God has for you in your life. But you can't pay attention because your attention units have been dispersed. And you beat yourself up about that every single day. You're too hard on yourself. You're constantly judging yourself. I'm not that good. I can't speak like they speak. I don't dress the way they dress. I don't have that home. I don't have that car. And it's becoming a distraction to you. So even if you try to learn, you can't learn because you're distracted. And as long as there's distractions, you see, poverty is a distraction. Sickness is a distraction. Divorce is a distraction. See, as long as you have those distractions in your life, you can't do life. So step number one, and you can do it right now, is forgive yourself. Right now. You don't have to say it. You don't have to call anybody. You did the best you, maybe that relationship didn't work out, but you did the best you could, maybe. Maybe you did the best you could at that moment. Yes? Maybe that child didn't go the way, maybe he's not where you want him to be, but you know what? You were there. Maybe you couldn't make all the games, but you made some games. Something is better than nothing. Yes? And the minute that you start forgiving yourself and you start to pull back these attention units, right? See? The minute that you become, here comes the word, the minute that you become aware of who you are and where you're at, then change can manifest in your life. See, because you don't need to be motivated. We need to turn on the lights in our spirits and in our souls. And when we turn on those lights, then you will see life as if you've never seen it before. Then you can see the distractions. You see, a lot of people in life need motivation. You know why they need motivation? Because they don't know how psychology functions. See, we function by priorities and posteriorities. That's how we function. See, motivation is needed at the low levels of posteriorities. Inspiration coming from within comes at the high levels of priorities. You see? Ladies, how many of you have been tired? Fatigued? Yes? You get home, it's been a long day at work, and you're tired. You're beat up a little bit, yes? And your husband comes home and says, sweetheart, they just awarded me a $10,000 bonus check. And I'm gonna go and put a down payment for that car you want. What? Where are we going? And you're like, but aren't you tired? No, I'm not tired at all, sweetheart. Let's go right now. I'm not tired because that's high on your priority list. You don't have to be motivated. Yes? No one motivates you. See, now when you get home and your house is messed up because you haven't been there for 4 or 5 days and it looks all in shambles and you tell your son, you got to clean your room. I don't want to clean my room. You better clean your room or else you don't get an allowance. You better clean your room or else you can't go out tomorrow night. So they need motivation because it's a low-level priority. Yes or no? See, so you have to take an inventory of your values. Because your highest values never need motivation. You don't need to be motivated to love God. You don't need to be inspired to love your wife. But maybe you need to be inspired to love longevity. You have to restructure your priorities. Because the moment that longevity thing, the moment serving people goes higher on your priority list, then you don't need motivation anymore. Because you will be inspired from above down, inside out. And that is the ultimate goal for us, yes? Because you don't want to look at your upline as a force of motivation, but more you want to work with him for inspiration. Are you with me, yes or no? And when you do this, this makes you very attractive to people. See, you become, you start warming up, you get on fire, and people want to warm up to you. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how far you are. I want to be part of your organization. I don't care what I have to do. I want to be part of your organization. I don't care if I don't speak Spanish. I get people, I want to go Spanish with you. You don't speak Spanish. I know, but I still want to go Spanish. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Because you know why? Because we're social beings. And the function of a leader is to create a safety social circle. And because there's dangers out here, yes or no? There's all these dangers. What is one danger? One danger may be death, bankruptcy. What else? Foreclosure. What's another one? Repossession. Lack of food, yes? And when you as a leader, because all of you are leaders, when you as a leader decide to create a social safety circle for your organization, then your organization will do whatever it has to do to stay with you. It will sacrifice for you. Your group will give up their life for you. Do you know why? Because they know that you will give your life up for them. You see, the first year, my wife and I, we're in a third phase of building a network marketing organization. According to Eric Worre, we're in the third phase. But in our first phase, it was 24/7. How many of you were at my home later than midnight sometimes? Okay. How many of you were at my home at 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning sometimes? How many of you were at my home at 5 o'clock on a Sunday morning sometimes? See, it amazes me. It amazes me. It amazes me when leaders don't have fellowship with their organization. How can you create leadership without fellowship? How can you create a fellowship? It all begins with fellowship. It all begins with sitting across from your downline, kneecap to kneecap, belly to belly, looking at them in their eye and saying, you know what, I'm going to help you. And I will outwork you until you catch up to me so you can fulfill your dream. Does that make sense? Yes? Yeah. Does that make sense? Yes or no? Yeah.